go to the top of the eighth inning here at Riverside City College. 3-1 Gauchos, a fly ball into deep right center field by Noah Graham. Going over to make the play in the gap is Josh Clark for the first out. Noah Graham gave that one a ride, but Clark was able to track it down. He's got good speed and range out there, and that is the first out of this eighth inning. So Noah Graham, first pitch swinging, is retired, and now Kyle Ferret up now. Ferret doubled twice, also scored a run, then flew out to left, is 2-for-3 overall, and he takes the pitch off the plate 1-0. Blake Burrell still in the game. He's thrown 79 pitches, 62 for strikes. So 1-0. Burrell looks down for a sign. Into his wind he goes. The 1-0 pitch and swung on and missed by Ferret. Count even now, 1-1. So a very quick game here as we're now in the top of the eighth. 3-1, Gaucho lead. And Ferret takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike. 1-2. Game time was 6 o'clock. But the Gauchos trying to get a first round of playoff series at home, which they very well could clinch with a win. It's not guaranteed as Ferret takes a strike 3 fastball on the outside corner. Down he goes. But as I was saying, a home playoff series is not guaranteed, but is very, very likely if the Gauchos win. So Brian Romero now up. He is 1-for-3, hit into a fielder's choice, fouled the left, and then singled. Singled up the middle. Two outs here in the top of the eighth as Burrell into his wine, and he deals, and Romero swings at an inside fastball. So it's 0-2 to the Gaucho third baseman. Made a nice pick back in that bottom of the seventh inning to end the inning for the Tigers as the strike 2 pitch swung on and missed by Romero. Down he goes. Second strikeout of the inning for Burrell, and I believe that's the seventh strikeout. Let's count him up. It's actually the sixth strikeout thrown by Burrell, and that ends the inning. So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-1 Saddleback. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Riverside City College. It's 3-1 Gauchos, and Evan Manorino still in the game, trying to at least go the distance as he has only allowed one run on three hits, and that one run an unearned run, so why not let him go as he's really been shutting down these Tiger bats tonight as it's a strike on the outside corner, 0-1 to Brandon Van Horn. Van Horn reached on an error by Slate Miller, also grounded out to short, 0-for-2. Did score a run, though, when he did reach on that error. That was on the triple by Josh Clark that he scored as the strike one pitch is a changeup inside, 1-1. So Manorino looking to go to 9-1. Gauchos themselves as a team are trying to win their 25th game. And a pitch in the dirt, fastball 2-1. So the Gauchos, after winning only 15 games all of last year, on track to win 10 more games than that. So a 10-game improvement as Van Horn pops that one up into shallow center field as Trevor Seeley goes under it to make the catch for the first out of this bottom of the eighth inning. So Nick King up now. Grounded to first and struck out twice, so he's 0-for-3. So Manorino on the wind, and it's a chopper over his head, charging at his Butler, makes the throw off balance in time to get him. Great play by Jeff Butler. It was a slow chopper, went over the head of Manorino, over the glove, the outstretched glove of Manorino, and kind of just died behind him, and Butler did a great job to charge it. Not only that, but made an off-balance throw across his body to get the runner out. Great play. And Nick King, not a slow runner either. He runs pretty well. So that was an impressive play by Jeff Butler right there. Two outs in the eighth inning. So Josh Clark, who has the lone run batted in for the Tigers this evening, is 1-for-3 overall. Grounded to first, had an RBI triple, then flew to center as he takes a strike 0-1 from Manorino. So Manarino just continuing to impress, now up to 87 pitches, 66 of them for strikes. So 66 strikes, 21 balls, and that is more than a 3-1 ratio. As that pitch hit in the air to left field, Miller is under it. He makes the catch, and that is a 1-2-3 inning for Manarino. As we go to the top of the ninth, the Gauchos leading the Tigers 3-1.